Good morning. This is Bhargav Reddy of APAC Assistance Asia Pacific team. I'm discussing main issues in East Asia Pacific. It's Wednesday, 23rd of January, firstly in Thailand.
Yesterday, Prime Minister Prayut said he would consider joining any party that does not abandon the policies of the current government. He insisted that a political party must invite him to join them first. Prayut claimed that he cannot subscribe to a party which seeks to undo everything the government has started. He clarified that he has not been approached by the pro-regime Palang Pracharath party to join it, contradicting earlier statements by a few leaders of the party. In Indonesia, disruptions in power supply are expected this week after a tornado hit the Jajalan area of Bekasi party east of central Jakarta yesterday. The tornado destroyed dozens of shops in the area and electric poles collapsed, disrupting power supply in the region. The tornado was accompanied by heavy rain and strong winds. There were no reports of casualties. Clients in the area are advised to consider alternate sources of electricity to minimize the impact of disruptions. In the Philippines, residents of Cotabato City, on the southern island of Mindanao, voted in favor of Bangsar Moro organic law in the plebiscite held yesterday. Over 36,000 people voted yes and 24,000 people voted against the creation of a new Muslim autonomous region on the island. The referendum is expected to bring a peaceful resolution to the long-drawn conflict in Mindanao between the government forces and Islamist insurgents. Two people were killed in the Cotabato city in a bomb blast last month. The security threat level remains high in the city, despite most of its residents voting for a Muslim autonomous region. Results of the referendum from other parts of the region of the island will be finalized this week. Clients in the area are advised to employ extreme caution while visiting major landmarks in the city. The security threat level in the city remains high, and the results of the referendum are unlikely to change the security paradigm immediately, as the conflict in the region is more communal and tribal in nature. It goes beyond the issue of political autonomy. Avoid the areas known for armed encounters between the militants and the security forces in the southern Philippines. Monitor alerts and advisories from APAC Assistance for further updates. Non-members can check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can purchase our East Asia Pacific and South Asia risk management memberships or buy our assessments on a pay-for-view basis.